because evil is decapitating a living human being while screaming God is great at the top of your lungs, all right? Evil is using chemical weapons on your own people. Evil is shoving your own people feet first through plastic shredders and laughing. Evil is stoning women to death for the horrible crime of being raped. Evil is hijacking a civilian airliner and flying it into a building full of innocent people. Evil is blowing up a bus because the passengers don't believe in Allah. Get it through your incredibly dense heads. Evil is what we're fighting, not what we are. And the whole time, while you're marching around carrying your signs with caricatures of Bush as Hitler, or blood-stained Israeli flags, or whatever other cute little symbols you can come up with, you say that you're doing it for peace. What? You believe that we're more evil than totalitarian dictators, and you want to bring communism and socialism to America, and you think that's going to result in peace? Well, maybe you're right. After all, the protesters in communist countries are some of the most peaceful people in the world. There is only one small problem with that. They're peaceful because they're dead. It's hard not to be peaceful when you're not even breathing, isn't it? That's what happens in the countries you support. If you go against the government, you're rounded up in the middle of the night and shot. That's what it means to crush dissent. Think about that. Just think about it for a second. Clear your mind. I guess you've already done that. And think about it. America is one of the only countries, if not the only country, in the history of the human civilization that gives its citizens the unalienable right to destroy it from the inside if they so desire. And you're protesting against that? You're using your freedom of speech to claim that you want to live in a country without freedom of speech, because that's what happens in communist countries. But again, you don't even realize that. You think socialism is just great, but people haven't done it right in the past. I mean, I pity you. I really do. But I still support your right to say these idiotic things, because we're all Americans, and we have the right to argue. But that doesn't stop me from calling you idiots, because you are undoubtedly the dumbest people I have ever seen in my life. You know what? This rant is over, friggin' idiotarians. This has been an SIT audio rant. I hope you enjoyed it, because I know it was cathartic for me.